Representative Green introduces bill to rename Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene introduced a bill on January 9th to rename the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf of America after President-elect Donald Trump suggested the name change earlier in the week. The bill, called the Gulf of America Act, states, any reference in a law, map, regulation, document, paper, or other record of the United States to the Gulf of Mexico shall be deemed to be a reference to the Gulf of America. If enacted, the Department of Interior would oversee the implementation of the new policy. No later than 180 days after the bill became law, documents and maps in federal agencies would be updated with the new name. Trump has repeatedly called for renaming the Gulf of Mexico, which is encircled by Mexico alongside Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, and is connected to the Caribbean Sea and Atlantic Ocean. The Gulf of America. What a beautiful name, he said on January 7th. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has rebuffed Trump's calls, saying that the United States should be renamed America Mexicana. It sounds pretty, no? She said at a press conference on January 8th. Isn't it true? Trump could unilaterally rename the body of water, which is nicknamed America's Third Coast. But other countries might not recognize the new name. The Spanish name for it is El Golfo de Mexico. If Trump were to do so, it would not be the first time a president has renamed a landmark. In 2012, the Obama administration renamed Alaska's Mount McKinley, named after the United States' 25th president, Denali. Trump has pledged to revert the name back to Mount McKinley. In addition to positing a Gulf of Mexico renaming, Trump has made other statements recently that have ruffled the feathers of world leaders. In recent weeks, he has called for the United States to reacquire the Panama Canal, for the United States to acquire Greenland, and has suggested that Canada become America's 51st state. Representative Dusty Johnson introduced a bill this week to authorize the president to enter into negotiations with Panama to take back the canal, which the United States gave up in 1999 through an agreement made by former President Jimmy Carter in 1977. The Associated Press contributed to this report.